It's not just bison that are herded at the roundup. Spectators are sorted out and assigned to viewing areas, some to the south, some to the north, and journalists are corralled at the top of a slope. This is where some of the bison come by, although not near enough that journalists with a healthy sense of self-preservation can't get to the shelter provided by a row of pickup trucks. We're too far away to hear thundering, if this is indeed a thundering herd, and there's no bellowing of the type you'd get with cattle. These animals are apparently stoic, and if they're suffering, they do it in comparative silence. After the herd and riders have passed by, reporters and photographers get into the back end of pickup trucks to ride down to the pens. It's a rough and rocky ride, butt crunching if you're smart enough to sit on the floor of the truck bed, and downright dangerous if you don't. And then we're down by the pens, and a bit farther on is where I find the riders. So you just rode in the Buffalo Roundup.
I did. An awesome, awesome, amazing experience.
Dee Ayers came here from Deer River, Minnesota.
And was this your first time?
Yes.
Okay.
First time.
And do you own your own horse?
I own my own horse, yep.
What do you do with your, what's your real life?
Well, my real life, my husband and I have an air conditioning refrigeration business.
Okay.
And my play life, we horse around a lot.
Okay.
Dee Ayers is here with her friend Deb Hootery from Federal Dam, Minnesota. Both are wearing neon orange shirts that were easy to spot when they rode past the journalist observation area. Like Dee, Deb also has her own horse, but doesn't use it to work cattle.
We ride a lot for fun. We ride with Cass County Posse, Sheriff's Department, and we really enjoy that. So we do a lot of training through that.
Both women say their horses perform fine around the bison. Riders and their horses got together the day before the roundup for acclimation. And Dee Ayers says the experienced riders mentored the newbies.
Everybody is looking out for you. You have the core riders that know their experience, so they know what to tell you to look for, and helping you look for it and reminding you to look for it. And always look behind you as well for anyone that's straggled behind you.
These women's riding goes beyond hobby, but they're not day-to-day riders like ranchers Scott and Ross Varlick, who have an Angus operation at Geddes.
I mean, it was extremely different to what we're used to. I mean, just how the buffalo herd and how they stay together. You have to be aware of them at all times. You have to watch them because sometimes, you know, and it was very warm today, so, you know, they might look at you and get a little ornery, and you have to kind of beware if they're going to charge you, and that's something I'm definitely not used to from working with cows, so you kind of had to be on your toes.
That's Scott Varlick. His brother Ross says they didn't do anything special to prepare for the roundup.
We just done normal ranch work the last few months. I mean, just normal riding at home and moving cows and things like that, and that keeps them in shape. And the buffalo, I guess, it wasn't too big a deal for our horses. They both took right to it. It wasn't no big surprise. I guess it was similar to cattle, so it wasn't
too
bad.
Okay, so they weren't skittish, even though it's wild rather than domesticated.
No, they acted very well, so we were well prepared.
And then Scott weighs in again.
And any mishaps, or?
No mishaps from us anyway, but there was a few cows at the end there that did get back, and they were kind of testing us, and they had that eye. You could just tell she wanted to get back. She was not going to go, and we pushed her. We kind of got her past us, so at least the blame is off us. We held her, but she did get back around the corner, and a couple of them got away.
Right, I'm in raw.
Can't be just kind of a Sunday afternoon rider. You've got to have a lot of hours under your belt. This is tough riding and in tough conditions. Your horse has to be in shape, and the rider has to be in shape.
Craig Pugsley is visitor services coordinator at the park, and this is his 37th roundup. He says herding bison is serious business. Over the years, riders have been bucked off their horses, and one horse was fatally gored.
The roundup is actually an event that we would do regardless if anybody showed up or not. And when I first started, you know, participating in the roundup, we had about 200 people on the hill watching the buffalo be driven in. The last 3 years, we've had nearly 14,000 people.
Even though it's a major tourist event, Pugsley says the roundup is part of the park's management plan for the bison.
We need to bring the herd in, you know, each fall and brand the calves with an S for the state of South Dakota and then the year they were born, so this year would be a 4. Vaccinate them for a number of diseases, pregnancy test the cows, and then sort off the number that we want to sell. This year will be around 270.
Soon we'll be living high and wide.
This year there were spectators and journalists from far and near, including France, Germany, and England. National Geographic sent a photographer, as did the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Pugsley says next year is the 50th anniversary of the Roundup, so crowd numbers are likely to swell. But regardless who else shows up, the riders will hoist themselves into their saddles and guide their horses to chase after the bison to push them off the range and into the pens. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in the Black Hills.